there's a, I have a plot of the thermal power for silicon, and there's the thermal power for n-type silicon. So here's the n-type down. This is the thermal power for n-type silicon, and on the top is the thermal power for p-type silicon. And you can see it has a different sign. So the thermal power depends on whether the doping is n-type or the charge carriers are electrons or holes. And then at high temperature, the material becomes intrinsic. And the this line here is the intrinsic curve, where there's an equal number of electrons and holes. But still the thermal power is negative, like it is for the electrons for silicon. And this is because the mobility of electrons is about 3 times higher than the mobility for holes. So you have an intrinsic semiconductor on the hot side, both electrons and holes, but the electrons move more easily than the holes do. And it gives a negative thermal power in this intrinsic curve.